Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to connect people with themselves and those around them so they experience more fulfilling lives and relationships. So I am super excited to introduce Clarissa Constantine. Now, Clarissa is an only child who had a tough relationship with her mom. And during college, she began what turned into a decades-long career as a test prep coach. Now, she's helped thousands of kids around the world navigate the college and grad school admissions processes. And along the way, Clarissa has joked that she sometimes finds herself playing the role of therapist more than tutor, helping kids manage the stresses of their lives. But no matter how many young adults she's helped, she longed for a closer, more intimate relationship with her own mother. Now, unfortunately, that didn't come to pass before her mom passed in November of 2019. Now, Clarissa believes she and her mom did the best they knew how, and that if they'd had more support and tools along the way, their relationship might have turned out differently. Now she's driven to help other families avoid the headache, the lost years, and the regret that she, and most likely her mom too, experienced. And because of her passion, Clarissa launched Parent Tween Connection, as she believes that by connecting parents to each other and to the professionals who can help them, parents will feel less alone, will have more tools to help their kids, will have closer relationships with their kids, and ultimately will lose fewer kids to suicide. Well, welcome, Clarissa. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I can't say thank you enough for having me here and helping us reach even more parents so that we can help achieve that goal of better relationships.
Yeah, it is so powerful and so important. And, I just love how you're helping parents create that meaningful relationship with their kids as their kids grow and transform into young adults, especially in this age of high tech and fast-paced information. It's not an easy task, and I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
The technology that you mentioned and the challenges, so many people walk into life with teenagers thinking that it's going to be just chaos and agony. And the reality is that if we can look at the kids as just human beings themselves and they just want connection, we can actually use technology to our advantage to help create it.
Interesting. Wow. That's a very fresh perspective. You'll have to share more about that. But at first, top of my list, Clarissa, is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start Parent Tween Connection?
It was a real life experience with friends of mine and my husband who have teenagers. At the time, the youngest was 15, and she was making what any therapist would call unhealthy decisions or high risk decisions.
Right.
The mom was terrified, and I think rightly so, that her kid was going to come home pregnant, in jail, or dead. And the phrase that mom said to me, after she'd been to the school counselors, she'd been to the principals and the teachers and a therapist and this, that, and the other thing, the phrase that was really like the lightning bolt for me was, "I just wish I had other parents to talk to."
Wow.
And it struck me, again, at having been in the test prep industry for decades and working with families, there's much community to be accessed by parents of younger kiddos. But as the kids grow and they get into middle school and they get into high school, the community for the parents seems to dissipate, unless you're a band mom or a soccer mom or, you know, football mom. But even at that, in those communities, you know, it's not like you're going to the parents of the, you know, your friends on the football team who are in and saying to them things like, well, did your kids skip school to have sex today? Because mine did. You know, those are not the conversations that parents are having in those groups.
Right. So
where do you go when, I mean, these are things that kids are doing, whether we're talking sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever the case may be. But there's no community really for parents to get support from each other. So it literally was like a lightning bolt for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that phase of life where the kids are seeking autonomy. And so they're going to all these things, ideally without their parents. And so like you described, you know, when they're younger, why it's parents and the kids, because we're all one big happy group. And the kids love having the parents there. Well, as they grow older, the kids hate having the parents there. And so more stuff is going on and that detachment starts happening and then it becomes just this mystery. So yeah, I love how you leaned into that opportunity and saw that as a huge space for you to rise and shine instead of just saying, yep, you know, that's kind of the way it is. Instead of that, you chose to just say, let's make something happen here. So, well, how long have you had parenting connection and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Absolutely. So about a month after that conversation, I picked my girlfriend's brain a little bit, because for the record, I'm actually not a mom. And so there are aspects of this that I can't relate to as a mom. I can only relate to it as a teenager. So I went to her and I said, hey, I need your help. What do you need? What do you want? What is it that you really wish for? Because I'm sure you are not alone. Mm-hmm. And so I was traveling down the road one day and the name Parent Tween Connection was just like right there for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, huh, that's interesting. And so I started a Facebook group. And I said, you know, because Facebook groups were new and in vogue, if you will. And within about a week and a half, I had over 100 members.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay. So there's some proof of concept. And this was actually right about 3 years ago now, back in January of 2018. And I had a very simultaneous, oh, cool, and oh, crap, because it was like, okay, so there's some proof of concept. Clearly, parents want connection. They like this idea, which was the oh, cool. Right. But the oh, crap was, what do I do with it?
Yeah. Now what?
Right? It was like, okay, so there's clearly a need that we can fill, but how do we fill it? And what is it really going to look like? Mm-hmm. And so I launched it with zero concept of what it was going to be. And it was a slow and steady grow. I'm a very energy woo-woo kind of personality and believer. So I kind of pumped the energetic brakes, so to speak, because I knew that I had something that could be a gold mine, not just from a fiscal perspective, but from a contribution legacy perspective. And I kind of wanted to pause a little bit to figure out where to go with it so that I didn't screw it up, frankly. So, you know, at that point I had no vision. And what has taken 3 years to really crystallize, and the way that it looks now, is that there's three pieces. There's the community for the parents, for sure. There's also a community that we're building for the professionals, specifically so that we, you know, as the test prep coaches, the college admissions coaches, the therapists, the, you know, all the folks who serve these families, we can be a team together and better refer each other. And the more consistent we are on the professional side, the more we can support the families. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be leveraging their knowledge into Parent Tween University as like an educational resource for parents as well.
University. Okay. Now that's new. I didn't hear of that earlier. That sounds exciting. Parent Tween University.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a, actually it's in existence. It's in the very early stages right now. It's an educational platform for parents. So, you know, when you're looking at a new teenage driver and you're like, holy cow, insuring a teenage driver is crazy expensive. Why? Ultimately, we're going to have this robust resource of curated content. Whereas a parent, you can go scroll and look, you know, do a keyword search for insure teenage drivers and see a workshop presented maybe by a personal injury attorney who
great.
Says, hey, here's why you don't want just the minimums on insuring your teenage driver, because, you know, XYZ, I'm not a legal expert, but, you know,
yeah.
I want to have that. Again, like I said, I believe that if my mom and I had had different tools and knowledge and resources, things might have been different. So I want to take the knowledge that our professionals bring to the situation and bring to the network and present it to families in ways that they can access it easily.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, and you stumbled onto something, you followed a prompt, and it was like the floodgates started opening before you even had the vision, which is really interesting for me. Typically, it's the other way around. You know, entrepreneurs will have this vision and this, you know, this box or this container and this plan and this everything kind of structured, and then they'll start the process. You open up the door without a vision necessarily, other than just a prompt and acknowledging that this really shouldn't be this way. And people started rushing in, and then you gained this vision and clarity. Well, besides progressing in that manner and just kind of building things as you went, were there any other roadblocks or challenges that you had to overcome along the way?
I would have to say that the biggest roadblock to any of this was myself.
Right.
And getting to a point that I could get out of my own way. You wouldn't believe, Wendy, one of the, this is, sounds so ridiculous, but one of the biggest challenges for me was actually going on my state government website and filing for an LLC. And like, I can't tell you, like, my hands were shaking on the keyboard as I was doing it. And then it was like, okay, I've got the paperwork. I'm official with the state. Now I need to go open up a bank account. And it literally took two friends of mine going, Clarissa, come on, really? It's a bank account. And one of them actually finally sent me a calendar appointment.
Wow.
And like put it in my calendar. And she was like, do I need to walk you into the bank? And it was just one of those, like, I don't know if you want to call it self-doubt or lack of belief in self or lack of worth or whatever all the psycho side of things is. The psych, I don't mean psycho, like psycho crazy, but like psychological, which can feel crazy.
Yes, exactly. It's why am I putting my foot on the brake so hard?
Exactly. And I honestly think from an emotional perspective, there was an aspect that I actually had to get to the other side of my mom's passing to let go of the anger and the resentment and the frustration that I didn't even realize that I had at the fact that she wasn't the mother that I wished she could have been. And I think that was a big thing. I just had to get to the other side of that. I had to forgive her, and I had to forgive myself for not exactly being the ideal kid either. Like, I'll own the fact that I contributed to things along the way. But that's why I say, like, I really feel like it had to be, I was my biggest roadblock. I'm blessed that I have a partner who supports me in this, who was also one of the ones, he was like, why haven't you done this? Let's go. And I have a tribe of phenomenal people around me who are like, hello, let's go.
Nice. Yeah. So it sounds like that has really been the key to you working through these roadblocks, you yourself putting the brake on, even though you've gotten all these symbols, these signs, you know, you've received the name, the beautiful name for the program, not just the program, Parent Tween University, but just the platform, the Facebook group, everything was just falling into place. And then here you are holding back, but it sounds like you had people around you that surrounded you and helped you take these next steps. So that's powerful, because oftentimes we are, as entrepreneurs, are kind of an island, you know, and those that are closest to us turn out to be those that are wanting to keep us safe, you know, and so they don't necessarily help us take those steps. So it sounds like you had the perfect support system.
I did. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's great. Well, Clarissa, you're obviously an expert at helping parents not only connect with each other, but also with resources, knowledge, and support so that, you know, they can continue building their relationships with their kids as their kids grow into adulthood. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Okay. Seem like a natural communicator and connector. And so this is really interesting to me. I do tell, what frustrations do you have?
Sure. So the biggest challenges that I have and have had and continue to have, number one, not just within the parent-tween connection, but as a certified life coach myself, figuring out what does my structure actually look like for my coaching services, which are tangential, but still certainly related to parent-tween connection, mm-hmm. and defining those in a way that fits my needs, not just financially, but also in terms of the calendar and how much I want to be doing that is client-facing, but also creating something that is valuable to the end client, whether it's the teenager or the parent or the aunt, the uncle, the grandparent. You know, we tend to fall into thinking about this as like parent teens, but the parents aren't the only adults. So I believe that we're all a village and we all work together. So it's number one, it's crafting what that looks like. Like, I guess we could call it the offering, if you will.
Mm-hmm, right.
But then the other part is, frankly, creating an email sequence. Once I have a sense of what I'm offering, actually creating the pre-actual sales conversation, I guess, I don't know, or like the preliminary pieces and actually being consistent. I don't know. Got insight?
Interesting. Yeah. And you're definitely not alone in terms of just this trying to put things into a container or a package. Right? We can go to the store and we can pick things off the shelf, you know, oh, I need this and this and this, but this is a sense of more intangible. And what is it that I have to offer and how can it be presented in a way that is something that people will say, yes, I want that. What's next? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And it is part of this evolution or, you know, refining and gaining clarity around what it is that people need. And I would love to provide you with a couple of techniques here in order to gain that clarity if you'd like.
I am all ears.
Okay. So, and this is an area that is, like I said, you're not alone. Definitely. It is just simply part of the process of aligning that passion with the expertise that you have with what people need. And how to best blend that in a way that supports your lifestyle and honors what, you know, you want to create that balance for yourself, but also makes that impact. And, you know, some of the techniques that are very effective at this phase of gaining clarity around what it is to offer, what would be the best offer that makes sense for me and for my ideal client, given the fact that you have experience as a teen, but you don't have that hands-on experience as a parent. I can tell you right now that there is a plethora of ideas going through my head. If I was still in that parent-tween phase of parenting, mm-hmm. I would be like, oh my God, if she could just provide this and this and this, you know, there's just so much out there. So what I would recommend is having a questionnaire that helps you gain clarity around what are the top of mind things that really people, parents, your ideal client would love to have solved. What is it besides connecting, besides putting, okay, I know this great resource here. I know this, you know, how you can do that, because that's a given. But this life coaching and this coaching side of you that I feel is blossoming here, understanding, gaining clarity around just the simplicity of what are the top three things that if you could wave a magic wand and have fixed, with your relationship or with this phase of parenting, what would it be? And coming up with just a series of four or five or a small amount of questions that you would ask other parents and just put it out there as very thoughtful and strategic in terms of your questions so that you do gain insight as it aligns with your own expertise, your own, I know that I come to the table with these skills and this expertise. And so you design these questions that would align with areas that you can support, but you gain the clarity around, oh, this is the specific thing that they would love to have support with. And this becomes maybe the building blocks or the foundation for you to then start creating an offer as to what people would truly love to work with you to solve. And because that really is, you know, that top of mind challenge, the top of mind pain point, fear, worry, anxiety, whatever that those pressure points are that they would love to have fixed, that's your offer. You know, point blank. That's so if you create and craft an offer around solving those pains, challenges, fears, worries, angst, whatever one or two or three or four of them are, then that becomes just a powerful offer. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
It totally does. And I've got a group of over 1,000 folks I could interrogate or inquire of.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. But the key is to really first take inventory of what you feel confident in your coaching skills and experience and resources, you yourself as a coach, and then craft questions that would be offshoots of having that as a foundation. So in other words, you don't want to get a bunch of information that then leads you back into, okay, I guess I got to go back to the drawing board here. Because obviously you're already an expert at so many aspects of this support that people need. Even though you're not a parent specifically, mm-hmm. you have experienced this firsthand through your relationship with your mom and through working with other people. So it's just a matter of providing the structure, the clarity around the specific offer. So I think crafting those targeted questions would provide you a lot of insight and inspiration.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Clarissa, we are still in the middle of this pandemic. And speaking of the varying levels of support that people are needing with their kids, my gosh, this has really rocked the parenting world because so many kids are now being homeschooled. I homeschooled, but it was proactive. I planned for it. I was ready for it. Parents have not been ready for it. They've been like, okay, guess what? The kids are doing school from home. What? You know, guess what? I'm working from home. What? And so this has been just probably a catalyst for new challenges and frustrations and breakdowns in relationships. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that the pandemic has had on this work that you do?
Absolutely. So first things first is to acknowledge that I've done a lot of work of supporting families and acknowledging, number one, you're not alone. Number two, as much as you feel isolated, you're not the only ones going through this. And a lot of families have been, a lot of parents in particular, especially high achieving parents themselves, have been super challenged because they're like, my kids are getting behind, blah, blah, blah. And they haven't necessarily looked for the opportunity in this situation. And let's be clear, this is a really tough situation for many, 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 many people, right? Like you said, you know, we're operating under the assumptions, many of us, that everybody has enough or has access to internet and that kids have access to devices sufficient that each kid has a device to access school, which again, those are major assumptions. And then you've got mom and or dad and or whoever else in the house also using that bandwidth right. and devices and such. But, you know, I actually read an article last week by a retired educator who was saying, probably in a nutshell, the best evaluation of this whole situation that I've heard is that the standards for education that existed a year ago no longer apply because a year ago, we were operating in a non-pandemic world. Nobody alive. Well, for the vast majority of us, very few people alive have ever seen a global pandemic before, right?
I know. Yeah.
And So we have to remember that our kids aren't in this alone. Kid A, kid B, kid C, these are not the only kids who are getting behind in algebra one or geometry or whatever all. They're all in the same cluster mess together. And look for the opportunity that presents, the opportunity to spend time with your kids, the opportunity to learn more about what they're learning and how they're learning, and opportunities to do things together, like play board games. I mean, my goodness, my dad and my husband and I live together. We have played more Settlers of Catan in the last 3 months than I've played board games in the last 20 years.
Oh, right. What an incredible opportunity. But for most, it's like you said, it's this resistance of, oh my God, you know, and not being able to look beyond that and really lean into the opportunity. So yeah, I love listening to you shift our paradigm.
And that's been probably the biggest conversation that we've been having, is saying, hey, look, the old rules don't apply anymore. Yes, some of them may come back, but they don't apply. Not for the kids and not for families. Right. And recognizing, you know, we as adults are going through massive stress. Just the psychological aspect of being in a global pandemic and the world as we know it no longer existing, recognizing that our teenagers are going through the same thing. And oh, by the way, it is absolutely 100% developmentally appropriate for them to be leaning on their peers at this age, right, which they can't do for medical reasons, right? Like for protection of like physical well-being, right? Because of the spread of the virus. And so recognizing that that's going to be different for them, also recognizing that their brains are not yet fully developed. So they don't have the rational capacity that hopefully we as adults have. Right. And so there's just been a lot of, you know, helping parents lower their own anxiety about their kids, which will then impact the kids' lessening of anxiety as well. Our next plan, you know, we've got our professional network, we've got our community and the education program for parents. Our plan includes to have local communities, kind of like local chapters of organizations that I was hoping that we would be able to launch this year. And well, having in-person get-togethers really is kind of frowned upon right now. So those plans have been pushed back, but again, being the one who always tries to look for the opportunity, I believe that given that we've had such impact of being distanced, and so many of us recognize how much we appreciate that opportunity to see someone in person and get together in person, I think it's actually going to position us really well so that hopefully by the end of 2021 or going into 2022, we'll be in a position to actually launch our in-person communities so that families can get together in person and go volunteer together or go to in-person education workshops or
just think how wonderful that's going to be after all this time.
So wait, like
that floodgate that opened for your Facebook group. It's you better be ready, Clarissa. You better have a big enough banquet room.
That is my hope. You know, my vision is that someday we'll have communities across the US, around the world, where, you know, we've just got families that can get together and know that it's okay to talk about tougher stuff and support each other and grow together, you know, better relationships.
Yeah, that is so exciting. I love your vision. That is, it's powerful and such needed, you know, for everybody's well-being. I mean, we talked a little bit about this when I was introducing you, but you know, there's serious ramifications to not being there in a way that allows people to tap into not only the community, but the resources. So while I'm just curious here, Clarissa, how do you support parents who want to create that fulfilling, respectful, meaningful relationship with their kids as their kids grow into adulthood? Can you share a little bit more about what you've created? I know that we've gotten a kind of a bird's eye view of the three different components, and and now you've given us a vision of your vision as far as local chapters, but can you share a little bit more in terms of what the experience is with parent-tween connection?
Sure. So the easiest way for folks to find us is online. Number one, if you're on Facebook, joining the group, the Facebook group, Parent Tween Connection. And just to be clear for listeners, it is one T, not two.
Okay.
So P-A-R-E-N-T-W-E-E-N connection. Mm-hmm. And there's just a handful of questions there. It's, you know, basically, who are you? How'd you hear about us? That kind of deal. And that is free, always will be free. And that is a place where parents can ask anything from, you know, talking about mental health to sexuality to grades to movies to how are you handling things with your kids in the pandemic, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, as I mentioned, Parent Tween University, we can get information about that on our website, which is parenttweenconnection.com. It is $19.99 a month. And it's in its early stages right now, but it's, you know, we're filling it with articles and blogs and interviews and webinars and such from our professionals. Mm-hmm. And that will grow. Right now, that's Parent Tween University 101. We will have 201 through 401 and maybe even grad school someday, but I don't know. We're building this plane as we fly it. I don't know what they're going to include.
Get a doctorate in Parent Tween.
Correct.
I love that.
So that's where more of the education from the professionals is going to be going to come from.
Okay, perfect. So that's the Facebook group is the easy next step, Parent Tween Connection through Facebook, and just ask to join that group, which is free. You said that, even though that is a tremendous value, lots of resources there, as well as support and connecting with other parents that are going through the same stuff or already have been through it. Or so that's phenomenal. And then parenttweenconnection.com. Now that is where more of the actual resources from your trusted experts are presented. Is that correct? And that's on a monthly membership
basis? It is, yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, that is super exciting. So look for the links to each of those in the show notes for the episode here. So, well, Carissa, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom throughout our conversation here, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
If you're not questioning and you're not doubting your ability to succeed, are you really an entrepreneur? I honestly don't know an entrepreneur who hasn't been there.
Right.
But I am a firm believer that each of us is here to serve a particular group of people and to leave a legacy that leaves the world a better place than we found it. And to that end, listen to your heart and recognize that those fears, that's your brain. Kind of like you said, the family and the people around us who want to keep us safe. They don't want to see us fail. They don't want to see us falter. Well, we have those same little itty bitty something committees in our heads, right? Yep. That want to keep us safe. I mean, that's our brain's function. And so if you stay in your brain about things, you'll never take that step. So listen to your heart, because your heart will guide you. And I would say the second piece to that is to take action, even if it's a little itty bitty step, even if it's like literally having a friend come over and sit with you while you file for your LLC, or having your friend walk you into the bank, whatever those little things are, take those little actions, because those little actions, it's like a pebble in the water. You just don't understand and you can't foresee it. You can't connect the dots looking in front of you. You can only connect the dots looking behind you at your experiences. And if you just take that one next little heart-driven step, it opens doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is so powerful. Thank you so much. I just loved the clarity that you provided around the brain keeps you safe, and that's what it's going to do. So lean into your heart, because your heart has got the vision. Your heart knows what's the next best step. So just understanding and having that clarity around what is keeping our foot on the brake and what is going to put our foot on the accelerator, and looking for those people that can help us through those next steps. So that's powerful advice. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Sure, thank you.
Well, Clarissa, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your early experience with your mom, and as well as listening to another mom agonizing over her experience with her 15-year-old daughter and what really was coming up and that risk that was occurring and unfolding, and you stepping into that and realizing this is a space that I can shine. And now this impactful work that you're doing, connecting parents to each other and to quality trusted professionals who can help them so that parents feel less alone and they have more tools to help their kids. They have closer relationships with their kids, and ultimately we're going to lose fewer kids to suicide. So I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you, Wendy. It means a lot to have an opportunity to work with somebody like you to just, again, share the word, help families know they're not alone, and help entrepreneurs know that, you know, even if you can't save the world, if you save one starfish at a time, it's worth it.
Yep. That's great. I love that. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Clarissa Constantine through Parent Tween Connection. And that is with one T, as she mentioned, ParentTween, Parent Tween Connection on Facebook. Join that Facebook group. Sounds like just an incredible group of people, like-minded, tremendous resources. And check out ParentTweenConnection.com to really get further support, resources, and connections. So, all right. Well, again, thank you so much, Clarissa. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Clarissa Constantine. And as always, here's to your success.